Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
2 Timothy chapter 3. Now verse 5 says that people will have a form of godliness, but denying its power. Have nothing to do with such people. This is the age of religious rebels. Men and women who have the outward appearance of godliness, but deep down in their hearts, they are filled with sin and deceit. Religious rebels will ask all of the right questions, but watch their actions, because they will follow all of the wrong answers. Religious rebels may go as far as quoting scripture, but their hearts will be far from God and even further from His word. And so for the Christian who is listening, what are you to do? How will you survive the conditions described in 2 Timothy 3? Well, the chapter ends in verse 16 and 17 saying, "All scripture is God-breathed and is used for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." The truth of the Word of God can save you, forgive you, justify you, sanctify you, purify you, transform you, regenerate you, and one day it will take you all the way home to heaven for all eternity. Everything we need to know about life with God can be found in the pages of the Bible. If we had needed to know anything else, God would have told us. The Bible is complete as it stands, a finished product that will produce in us a new life, a godly life, a growing life, a fruitful life, a loving life, a Christ-like life, eternal life, the very life of God Himself.
1 Peter 4, verse 7, "But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore be serious and watchful in your prayers." Amen. Let us be serious. Let us be watchful and on guard. Let us not take our salvation lightly, but instead let us wait on the Lord fervently.
When you appreciate time and have the understanding that each of our days is numbered, that is when you develop wisdom in your heart. If you read Romans chapter 13, from verse 9 to 11, the Bible tells you not to leave any debt outstanding, not to commit adultery, not to steal, not to covet, but instead to love your neighbor as you love yourself. And it sums all of this up in verse 11, as it says, "Besides this, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep, for salvation."
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Is nearer to us now than when we first believed. Listen, there should be an urgency about time in our lives as believers. We only have so much time to get our lives together.
Since the beginning of time, God has been drawing us toward Himself. Even when we stubbornly ignore Him, He doesn't walk away. He never gives up on us. In the book of Matthew, Jesus compares His second coming to a great wedding feast. a joyful celebration of the perfect union between Jesus Christ and His bride, the Church. And so we are invited to the greatest dinner banquet of all time. Have you responded to that invitation? Or are you putting it off until the last minute? Maybe you've become deafened to the sound of Him knocking. Maybe your attention has been captured by other things like work and finances and romantic love. Those things seem important until you realize that they are only temporary. And when your life is over or Jesus returns, they will no longer be of any value. We all think we have more time to get right with God. But the truth is that life is short. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. Everything we do today matters on an eternal level. If Jesus came back today, would you be ready? Would you be able to say that your heart was firmly set on Christ? Now is the time to place your faith in Jesus. And so today, if you hear His voice, don't harden your heart. Instead, allow Him to come in and change your life forever.
Jesus Christ is the only sure foundation in this cold, ever-changing world. He is our steadfast anchor. Circumstances change. People change. Social norms and public perceptions change. But the Word of God remains true forever. So be unshakable, saints.
I pray that the Lord gives you strength and wisdom. I pray that you will always remember all that He has done for you, even when life sends you a test. I encourage you to hold on to the knowledge that God will continually protect you and He will never leave you or forsake you.
If you were to search for the definition of the word commitment, you'd find that a commitment is defined as an agreement or pledge to do something in the future. A promise to do or give something. The state or an instance of being obligated or emotionally impelled. Now, from these definitions, I want you to pay attention to some of the words that are associated to the meaning of the word commitment. A commitment is a promise. A commitment is a pledge. A commitment is an instance of being obligated. The Bible calls for us to be committed to Jesus Christ. 1 Kings 8, verse 61 says, "And may your hearts be fully committed to the Lord our God, to live by His decrees and obey His commands, as at this time." Take a moment to really decipher what this verse is telling us. Your heart should be fully committed to Jesus Christ. Your heart should be obligated, compelled, to follow Jesus Christ. Your heart should be wholly devoted and completely loyal to the Lord. Psalm 37 verse 5 says, "Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass." Have you committed your way to the Lord? Saints, I want to encourage you to make a decision. A decision to commit your ways to Jesus Christ. Be someone who is loyal, never to be found with a wandering eye. Don't be found giving anything less than your all to the Lord. Make a commitment to Christ. Make a commitment that you will take action regarding the things of the Lord. Take action today. Don't wait until tomorrow. Don't wait for someone to lay hands on you. Take action concerning your relationship with Jesus Christ this day.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.